Welcome to Super Short Storytime, dear listeners. I am Eduardo Solis, the author and narrator of the wonderfully weird words that you are about to hear. Folks that don't work at home are often envious of those that do. Creative people in particular are often told that they are, quote, very lucky to work from home. But what most people don't realize is that doing so comes with challenges of its own. I call this brief book writer's battle a runaway tale. The writer sat behind her computer, typing away while her latest novel in progress sat next to her keyboard. Her novel, a 150-page book, dangled its stubby legs over the edge of her desk and lazily swung them back and forth. "Just a few more paragraphs to go and I'm done, right?" the novel asked, impatiently. "Not quite. You'll be a first draft," the writer answered. "Really? What else is there to do?" the novel asked, its curiosity now piqued. "Let's see," the writer said, placing a hand on her chin to think for a moment. "I have to fix grammar and spelling errors, make sure you don't have any plot holes, fill them in if there are any, cut out any extra exposition that isn't needed." The writer started to explain before the novel interrupted her. "Time out. What's this about cutting?" the novel said, now clearly agitated. "I think I'm just fine the way I am." No, the writer insisted. "We have a ways to go before you're done, so calm down and let's get back to work." "You are not cutting anything out of me," the novel cried before jumping off the desk and landing on the floor in between the writer's feet. The writer awkwardly reached under her chair with both hands in an attempt to retrieve the novel. "Darn it, get back here," she demanded. The novel eluded her grasp and ran across the floor. It looked back and forth, unsure of just where to go, but it was certain that it wanted to get as far away from its creator as it could. "Will you just relax?" the frustrated writer said. She stood up from her desk while the novel scurried to hide behind the couch. The writer looked around the room briefly before yelling, "It's part of the writing process!" The writer heard rustling behind the couch. She tiptoed up to it, being careful to make as little noise as possible. From behind the couch, the novel nervously blurted out, "Don't mind me. I'll just be here holding up the short leg of the couch. You can forget about me now," it pleaded. "Oh no, I'm not going through that again. Not after that one time you hid yourself under my other projects," the writer replied. She placed both hands on one of the couch's armrests and shook it in order to frighten the novel. "Stop that! You're going to make me sheet myself," the frightened novel cried. The writer stopped shaking the couch. She crossed her arms across her chest, impatiently blew a few stray strands of hair from one eye, and asked, "Just what is your problem?" "I'm scared. You're going to cut me up into little pieces and scatter my pages to the four winds. I'm perfect just the way I am," the novel insisted. The author groaned to herself and thought for a moment. "Ugh." She spoke again, but softened her tone in order to coax her wayward work from its hiding place. "Look, you're a rough draft, sweetie. You're raw and full of potential, but before we send you to the printer, I have to trim you down, tone you up, and make you pretty. Every novel goes through this, and you know what? They all come out looking better in the end. Trust me, when you're done, everybody's going to love you," she reassured. "Well, when you put it that way, it doesn't sound that bad," the novel said thoughtfully. "Okay, let's do it. Make me awesome," it cheerfully said before walking out from behind the couch to be picked up by the author. "Yeah, I guess I better not tell it about the editor," the author thought to herself with a grin as she carried her now relieved work back to her desk. The end. Given that my works are short in nature, I can't imagine it would be easy to chase down a few sheets of paper, dear listener. This has been Super Short Storytime. Visit EduardoSolis.com for more stories and podcasts. And remember, working from home is still working.